You are listening to Showing You What's Possible with Serhat Kulet. Hello and welcome to this episode of Showing You What's Possible with Serhat Kulet, the podcast where I talk about my journey in business and in life, because I came from nothing and built something. And in this podcast, I want to show you my journey, speak to you about that, and give you some inspiration what is really possible in life when you stick to your plans, when you just believe in it and go for it. You will achieve the things that you want to achieve in life. So, and today's topic, I want to talk about a specific situation in my childhood that really had an impact into my life and into my business, and of course into the decision why I'm currently in online business. And specifically, it was a football game, right? So for those of you who know me, I'm very sporty. I'm doing sports since I'm 8 years old. So I was always doing sports. My whole teenage life was about playing football in a team. So I had 3 times training, and one time at the weekends, I had competition, right? It was a football game, and my whole life was about that. So actually, there was never ever a time where I didn't made sport. So football and sports was always a big part of my life. And there was a specific football game which I had in my childhood that really had an impact into the decision why I'm currently in online business. And at that time, I didn't realize that, right? Because I was a child. I mean, this event happened, but I was not aware of that, what a big impact this had into my career, right? And when I was thinking about that, it was just recently. And when I thought why I'm in online business, right? Because there are so much opportunities what I could do, especially in my situation. So I thought to myself, why I'm doing what I'm doing currently? And this event came into my mind, and this is why I want to share with you guys. So there was a football game, right? So as you know, I was playing my whole teenage life. I was playing in a team. It was professional, right? So we had 3 times training and then 1 time competition. My whole teenage life was about playing football. And also football helped me to stay away from bad habits, you know, to stay disciplined and also to take care of my health and so on. So I started very recently. And there was a big match. So there was a big football game in my teenage time. So I was just getting informed by my coach that I will start in the first 11 at this big game. It was a very important game, and of course I was very 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 excited, right? Because it was a big game, and I'm in the starting 11. So I informed just everyone in my family. I also informed my father, because my father was also a football player. So I just before the game, I informed them. I was really excited, and I thought I just asked my father if he wants to come to my football game, just watching me play, because you know I'm very excited, and I want to see him play. And make him a little bit also proud. And of course, my father said yes, right? So he promised me that he will come to watch my football game. So at the competition time, so when the day arrived, when this football game was, so I was just there, you know, preparing. I was in the dressing room and getting ready for the game time. And then, right, so before the match time, I was ready, and then I just popped into my phone and was just looking at my phone. I was just looking at the time, and then I saw a message of my father, right? So my father just wrote me that he is really sorry and he can't come to this football game, and he texted me that he was just, you know, my father is a taxi driver, that he had had an important customer, right, that he has to pick him up. So he just wrote me that he's sorry and he can't make it, and he canceled the event, right? So of course I was very disappointed. I was very sad, because you know this was a very big game, and I was starting at the starting 11, and my father can't join this game. So I was very sad. And I posted, so make sure to just go into my Instagram account and also see the photo. I posted the photo right before the football game. And just make sure to also see the photo that you get a first impression. And yeah, so as I was very sad because, you know, my father texted me, he can't make it to the football game. And I thought to myself, right, so it's weekend, it was a Sunday, so why is my father not doesn't has the opportunity to come to this football game? And at this moment I didn't realize that, right? But this situation really had an impact why I'm doing what I'm currently doing and why I'm in online business, because I didn't wanted to live this way, right? Because imagine that your son or that your child has an important football game and you are not able to decide if you want to go to that or not. So you're always dependent on something. And this was just a situation that I realized I didn't want to live like that, right? So at this moment, it was not clear. I was not aware of that. But when I look back to all the decisions that I made in career and in my life, this was actually leading myself to a job or to the lifestyle that I want to have the freedom to decide where I want to work, what I want to do, and of course how I want to live my weekends and my lifestyle. Because guys, if you don't have the freedom, right, to decide if you can go to the football game or something like that, so then it's a sign that something is not perfectly fit in your life, right? And this was the situation that I had in my life. I was not aware of that when I was a child, but this situation just stick to my head and stick to my brain, that it followed me all my career. So I always had this in my mind that I want to have a life to decide where I want to work and when I want to work. And of course, you know, when I finished university, when I had my job in this big company, I was not feeling satisfied, right? But I was not aware of why I didn't feel satisfied. And recently, when I thought about that and when I just reflected my career, it was this specific event, right? So this specific event, this specific situation just led to the decision that I made to have a life or to have the freedom to decide where and when I want to work. And of course, online business gives me the opportunity, right? So being in online business gives me the opportunity to decide when I want to work. If I decide to not work on the weekend and go to a soccer game, a football game to watch my son play, then I can do that, right? And this was a big shift because sometimes the decision you make, it just comes from a certain event. Maybe you had some experiences, maybe something happened to you while you're doing what you're doing. And the main takeaways, guys, that I want to give you by explaining this situation and this story is there are two main takeaways, right? The first thing is if you're in a situation right now where you don't know what to do, right? How do you want to live your life, or where do you want to take your career into? Just think back into your childhood. Maybe there was a situation, maybe you wanted to do something, right? Ask yourself why you wanted to do this something, right? Because maybe you wanted to be, I don't know, a football player, but you didn't become a football player. So ask yourself, what is the why behind it, why you wanted to be a football player, right? So because when you ask this why, then you can come up to completely different options, right? Because in my specific situation, I had this situation, right? And of course, when this happened, something was going on in my head, but it was not about that I know I wanted to go into online business, right? So the thing was, I just had it in my mind that I don't want to live like that and don't want to work like that. So at this time, I wanted to be an investment banker, because I thought to myself, being an investment banker gives me the opportunity, you know, to not to work on the weekend or something like that. But you know, when I tried different things, then I realized investment banking is nothing for me. But the point is, ask yourself, why do you want to be this specific job or in this specific situation in your childhood? So ask yourself, and then you will come up to a completely different option. And the second thing that I wanted to give you and the second main takeaway that you can take for yourself from the story is, design your life how you want to live, right? So think about the end result. So what is the end result that you want to have? So in my case, it was the freedom. So I wanted to have the freedom to decide where and when I want to work. And design your life or your work or whatever you're doing based on that lifestyle you want to work. So build a business around your lifestyle. So this is the second big takeaway that I want to give you guys. So especially in the middle, you have your lifestyle, right? So this is the most important thing, how you want to live. So for me, it is important that I have freedom, that I can decide where and when I want to work. For example, like sitting here and taking a podcast, talking to you guys, this is the thing, right? So it's Sunday, but I'm doing it because I'm having fun. So this is the lifestyle that I wanted to live, and all my businesses are around that. So think about for yourself. So what is the lifestyle that you want to live? Is freedom important for you? I don't know, maybe not, but maybe yes. Do you want to travel or do you don't want to travel? Just think about yourself. What is the lifestyle that you want to live? And then decide about your profession and about your business, right? So this is very, very important, because of course I can be an online business, right? So I wasn't an online business, but I didn't have the freedom, right? So back in the days, I was doing e-commerce, like selling physical products on something like that. And I needed to be in place, right? So I didn't had so much freedom to travel around the world on something like that. But right now, so I'm in online business and I can decide where and when I want to work. So my business completely runs online. So I'm location independent, but this is the thing that I designed for myself. Just being aware, what is the lifestyle that I want to live? And then building the business around it. This is very important. And this is the second takeaway, what I want to give you guys. So my final words to this episode, yes, this football game had a very, very big impact into my life, but I was not aware at this situation. But when I think back, then I'm realizing that the patterns, right? That of course there was an event. So I had a football game. I just asked my father to come. He didn't manage to come. And then his reply that he's not able just had a big impact to me, because, you know, I'm remembering this situation nowadays, right? And I was not aware in this situation, but I had in my mind, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to work like that. If my son has a big football game, then I want to be in this situation to decide if I want to go or not. And this whole situation just had an impact into my career. And this was the reason why I studied, right? And this was the reason why I had this job at this big giant company, because I thought to myself, when I'm working with a big, big company, then I might have the freedom. It was not the case, right? But it was leading me to this ideal life. So this is also one tip that I can give you. If you are not aware of if something is the right fit for you or not, just try anything, right? So in my case, as I said, I studied, right? I mean, studying doesn't help me in my current profession, what I'm doing currently, but it was the first step, right? That leads me to a perfect life. So just do anything, just do the thing that seems right at this place, right? So for me, it was studying. Then it was about getting a job at this big giant company. But my goal was always the same. My goal was to have the freedom to decide how I want to work, and also the having the opportunity to not work on the weekend if I don't want to. So as I said, I was studying, I was having a job, and then I just came into online business, and this whole situation which began with especially a football game had a big impact into my whole career. This is what I wanted to share with you guys. I hope you found some values. Just think about yourself. What is the perfect situation? What is the lifestyle that you want to live? And does the current thing, what you're doing in your job or your profession and your business, does it fit to this lifestyle that you want to live? If not, then think about that, changing it, because as you know, that's why we are here. Impossible is nothing. And with this podcast, I want to show you that what is possible if you just believe it, if you just go for it, and if you just stick to it, being curious and also being persistent. So guys, this was from today. I hope you found some value. Have a great week, great start to the weekend, and I will see you in the next episode. Make sure to go to my Instagram account, because there I posted this photo that you also get a first impression what I look like back in the days with all my football dresses. So I see you on Instagram. Just text me if you find some value and give a thumbs up, and we will see each other in the next episode.